Kip football coach Jim Rabbit is with us. Coach, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Great to be talking to you again. That's great.
Well, you guys are in the playoffs. That's a goal for you guys year after year, is to get into the playoffs. You got into the playoffs and you got a home game.
Yep. This year, our goal was obviously to get in the playoffs and get a home game. Last year, 7-1, traveling away to Manchester wasn't where it was at. So this year, we beefed up the schedule. Went 4-4, but played some real tough competition, and we were rewarded with the home game. So we're really happy with that, and we're proud of where we're at right now.
Yeah. So that's a good point, because we've talked to different coaches about this point system and the how to get the points and how to advance. So now, with that 7-1 record a year ago, you didn't get a home game. Right? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Last year, 7-1, our competition wasn't bound by a lot of league games, the competition wasn't as strong, and that hurt our ranking. And we kind of learned from that, and we're able to kind of beat the schedule up a little bit because of that.
Well, there you go. So tell me about Lee. What do we expect Saturday afternoon at Manning Field at 1:00?
Yeah, Lee is a tough team. Western Mass, I think they're the second farthest town out there west, so they're coming quite a ways to come to us. So they're not going to come out here for no reason. We know that. So they're a tough veer.
I'm going to stop you. They don't want to pay all those tolls on the Mass Pike,
right?
not to play hard here against you guys. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Probably a couple hundred dollars in tolls there by the time they get here. But they're a tough veer, dive, downhill running team. Their fullback is really tough. Tailback's got some quickness to him. Quarterback pulls and runs. So we have to prepare ourselves defensively for the option, for the veer dive and a real tough running back. Offensively, we need to be able to deal with their toughness. They got some big guys up front, some aggressive linebackers, and we have to use our speed, I think, this week to exploit that.
You're kind of telling me they're kind of old-fashioned, just big, tough, and execution kind of football.
It's the way football is meant to be played. Rough and tough, downhill, smack you in the mouth, and hopefully we can smack back, and that's why it's going to be a fun game. We're a bit of a spread team. They're more of a downhill now, run the ball down your throat team, so it's going to be a good dichotomy of styles.
All right, so let's talk about your team. I've been asking coaches this week to kind of say, okay, we pretend we haven't talked during the course of this year. So give me the scouting report on Kip football. Who to watch on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, a couple guys receiving and running the ball. Vic Maffo, senior captain, receiver, D-back, plays some running back for us too. He's just a terrific, dynamic athlete. He's all over the field, smooth as silk. Chanel Gutierrez, a junior receiver, linebacker, really coming to his own this year. We made him captain actually 2 days ago. Just his leadership and his growth as a player. Mornell Castro, another receiver. So with Juan Selsing throwing the ball to all these guys and distributing across the board to our receivers, it's really hard, I think, to stop us. And we get the ball to our athletes. We get our ball to athletes in space and let them do work. And it makes coaching a little bit easier when you have athletes who can catch and run and make moves. And Juan's able to distribute that ball to them. And our run game with Jovan Machado mixes that up a little bit. So teams just can't rely just on the pass. They have to kind of game plan for a run game as well.
So tell me more about Juan, your quarterback, physically, and where is he in the backfield, so to speak?
Yeah, so Juan is a dual threat, true dual threat. He's a pass first guy, but he can use his feet. He makes time for himself. That's the great part. He's in a way like a Patrick Mahomes type, where he's not looking to design the run, but if he needs to make some time for an extra second or two, he just finds ways to elude defenders and then find receivers who, guys do a great job of getting open and finding gaps in defenses. And we've been able to exploit teams with that, and just testament again to his work ethic and understanding the game and our scheme, and put that all together for our guys to catch the ball.
Well, when you're defending a guy like Mahomes, I mean, you're always waiting. You're always thinking it's this play, this next play could be the big one. You know what I'm saying? And when you have a defense thinking like that, that's got to be good. I mean, that's got to be good.
It's great. And we have guys that can stretch the field too. So, we play it. We let defenses, go where they want to go. And we'll take dink and dunk if we have to. If they want to play a little tight, we have guys that can take the top off. And Juan can certainly get the ball out 50, 60 yards if he has to. And he has done that. And we've had some big plays over the year that have won us games. And, just our guys being able to adapt to different defenses and, go deep if we have to, or come over the middle and sit in zones and beat man. That's where we're at right now. And that's where we've been scoring some points the last few weeks.
Well, you don't get to this point without a good defense as well. So tell me more about your defense.
Yeah, our defense has been really, really stingy recently, in the run game especially. Greta Lowell has a great running back. We were able to slow him down to under like 40, I think 40, 50 yards. And that was what we worked on all week. And this is no different this week. It's stopping the run. Our defensive line, anchored by Arama Suarez, we talked about him last time, Kenneth Pleitez, and Denzel Gomez, they really just get a push up front for us. And then our linebackers, Jovan Machado, Osaru, and Chanel Gutierrez over here, they clean up the mess. And we have athletes that get to the ball, and we fly to the ball. And that's what we preach all year is pursue, pursue, pursue. And that's what we've done this year. And we have athletes, and Juan, I think, has six interceptions, and Vic Mafo has four. So if the team's going to throw the ball on us, we have athletes to go up and get it. So we're really excited for this team. It's really dynamic, yeah. And it's really fun team to watch and coach.
I just got one more question on Lee. Will they throw the ball, or are they – very seldom throw the ball?
They do throw the ball. I think if we can get them to be throwing the ball, we're in a good spot. That's kind of where we want to get them. They want to run the ball. We've seen them in a couple games where they're down or they're trying to get some yardage, and they do throw the ball.
Yeah.
And I think that's our strong suit. So I think if we can get a team to get Lee to get in that situation where they're throwing the ball, we're in good shape.
Yeah. Finally, anything else about Kip football that we should know about here heading into the playoff game number one?
Yeah, I think I think Kip football's in the right spot right now. We although we're 4-4, I think like we talked about, playing a strong schedule has gotten us battle tested and hardened and ready to go. We've been in tough situations, we've been up, we've been down, so we've kind of seen it all this year. We fought through a lot of adversity to get to where we are, and I think because of that, we're going to be a good viable threat here in Division 8. So we're excited to see where we go.
Yeah, Coach, always good talking with you. Thanks for your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, but really appreciate it again. Thanks.
Jim Rabbit, head football coach at Kip Academy Football.